You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Actually, it's Good Friday when this is playing. Good for us. Not so good for the Son of God today. What a day. What a horrendous day. And my sermon, which you're going to hear today, is from Resurrection Day. And I've called it On the Road to Emmaus. And we're going to look at what Jesus did on his Easter Sunday. Let's put it that way. Or Resurrection Sunday, for those that hate the word Easter. What did he do on his Resurrection Day morning? That's what we're going to look at here. This comes from Luke chapter 24, when the Lord Jesus shows up and starts walking with two disciples on this road to Emmaus. And this will play three parts here today, Black Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll be back to the book of Acts following after that. So this is the sermon I preached last Easter at Island Community Church here in Merritt Island. And for more info on this church, you can go to islandcommunitychurch.net. My website is wgodradio.com. So here is part one of this message now, and God bless everyone. Happy Resurrection Day, and God bless you and your families.
Okay, here we go. How's that sound? Check, testing 1, 2, sound good? Celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're going to do. You'll hear the podcast later. For those of you that are visiting, this will be on the radio tomorrow, 7 in the morning on 91.5, and 11:45 in the morning, too, on 1510 a.m., so we have a daily radio program on. Back to our main point here today, and that is, this is our high holy day, Resurrection Day. I mean, this is it, people. It doesn't get any more exciting than this, that after we die and leave this world, that's not the end. Amen? Isn't that good news? Listen to this great promise from the Son of God. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." You see, I could promise you that too. But then when I die and leave this world and it doesn't happen, it's no different than Osama bin Laden promising you 72 raisins. You know, they found through studies, really, that that's what that word means. They mistranslated it. The word didn't mean virgin, it meant raisin. So when you die and leave this world and you go up and there's a box of, when you go down, you find that there's a box of sun-made raisins with your name on it. One for each billion centuries. But Jesus promised, in my Father's house are many mansions. And when he died, God raised him up again and authenticated everything that he said. He said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. If I say that and it doesn't happen, I'm no different than any other false prophet. But Jesus says it, and God raises him up from the dead, thus authenticating every word that he said. Because no one has escaped death except for the Son of God. Which is why the Apostle Paul shouted out, where's your sting now, death? But thanks be to God, Paul continues, 1 Corinthians 15:58, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes his words different than everyone else's, because God raised them up from the dead. One of those dwelling places has your name on it. How cool is that? He promises all of that after you die. But death is not the end. And all that is promised to everyone who believes in him and receives him as Lord. All right, so this past Friday, we celebrated Good Friday. Here's what happened on that day. Now, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. He they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mixed with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothes they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him: this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then the two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, saying, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. You are the Son of God, then come down from the cross. Likewise, verse 41, likewise the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and the elders, said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he's the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and then we'll believe him. Even the robbers that were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Verse 50, then Jesus cried out with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Imagine seeing your deceased Uncle Harry walking down the street, maybe with Elijah or Moses. What a sight that must have been. Imagine being alive when this happens and then seeing your mother walking down the street, or your father. That's what happened. That's Matthew 27:51. That's what happened when Jesus died on this Friday. The veil was torn from top to bottom. There was an earthquake. And then everyone who had died before Jesus, who was down there in God's green room waiting for this to happen, he went and descended into Hades, and he set free all of the righteous people that had died. And they were seen in Jerusalem. And that's what happened here. That's what Matthew said that he saw. Now, this is why the centurion says what he says in the next verse. So when the centurion and those with him, when they saw what had happened, they feared greatly. Yeah, I bet. See your dead Uncle Harry walking down the street. They feared greatly, saying truly, or amen. Truly is amen in Greek or Hebrew. Amen, amen. This was the Son of God. Good Friday indeed. What a misnomer that is. Good for who? Maybe really it was Good Thursday. You want to split hairs. We can get into that conversation some other time on what day it really was. This we know, that Jesus was raised up on Sunday morning. So today, I want to look at what Jesus did on resurrection morning. The sunrise services here in this community focus on the empty tomb, but not us this morning. We're going to do something a little bit different. I want to look and see what Jesus did on Easter morning. Let's see what he did. And then maybe we can go and do likewise. Amen? All right, let's set the table. Jesus is dead. He died. All the liberals and people out here say, well, he didn't die. He was out of breath. And then him and Mary Magdalene got hitched and moved to England. And if you believe that, I got a surf shop in Cocoa Beach I'll sell you. Jesus died. So, Peter's on the other side of town telling the other disciples that it's actually redfish season and the cobias are biting. He goes, I'm going fishing. But I say, what's wrong with these people? Don't they remember what Jesus told them just a couple of days ago? He spent 3.5 years telling these people things like this. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, it's taken 46 years to build this temple. Are you going to raise it in 3 days? But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them. And then they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. How about this? Mark 12:39. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And no sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And this, Matthew 16:21, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders, priests, scribes, and to be killed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord,
make me an instrument. You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford.
Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church.